You're listening to Casual Swim.
Congrats on the new album. Do you care about what people think of your music, or do you credit for your own self-expressionism?
Everything what the people say think about my music is what I think about the people. I think about the people, give the people a right to think the right way they want to think and to say the words that they want to say. And whatever the people say about my music, that's what it is.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
So you've made 50 albums now. How do you get the creative power to keep creating music? What's the elixir of youth?
Well, generally, I use rainwater. My right name is Rainford U. Perry. Rain. And everything I do it with the power of water. And rain, water is my cooler, you know what I mean? When people get too hot, never put rain on them or seawater, or river water, and flood them out, and then they cool again, right?
Where did you find your voice originally? Is it true that you were one of the inventors of reggae music?
I'm sure I'm the minstrel of soul music. They call it reggae, and I was a part of the reggae, but it's about time that I come out of the reggae. Because the reggae is just a stress. I don't want to have any more stress. I'm having no stress with the reggae. So I want people to be reminded of soul, a soul savior, a soul savior, a soul defender, a soul protector, who are just trying to help the people in reggae music to make money and to survive. But I'm not 100% reggae.
Oi, make you a gwan so, like you're Billy the Kid. Oh, you so chigga happy. Every little thing you twing twing. You gwan, buckshot round the corner, I wait pon you. Bucky skank. Dude honk. From bank to bank. Do it, Jack. Bucky skank, Bucky skank, Bucky skank. Do it, Frank. Do it, Hank. Do it, Frank. Do it, Frank. Do it, Hank. Bucky skank. Do it, honk.
skunk, pookie skunk.
Relationship like with Mr. Bob Marley, like you must get asked this a lot, but
pass that water from me. My relationship with him was love.
But well, he said he was, you were his mentor, right?
Huh?
Apparently you were his mentor, or like you were one of the people that influenced him.
Well, I did love him, but I didn't love me.
Okay.
I did not grudge him. I did love him. I wanted to help him to put his dream, make his dream come true. Maybe he didn't love me, but he wanted to take my dream. Maybe that's it.
Hey, what do you think of ska music? Like the whole cross-pollination between reggae and punk? Like, what do you think about the punk movement being, because everyone's like, ska is like a cross-pollination between reggae. But what did you think of the ska people? Did you like them? Like, you worked with the Clash, etc. What did you think of it?
They were good boys and good vibration.
Yeah.
They want to learn, and I am willing to work with the people who want to learn as a teacher.
Police at the Genesis to Revelation, the next generation. Hear me. And all the crowd come in day by day, and no one stops it in any way. All the peacemaker turn war officer.
Your approach to spirituality, like I don't know, there's a lot of people who have spoken to you which have been like, there's the good and the bad, the positive and the evil. Like, what's your whole approach on that? Like, where do you sit on that? Like,
My greatest identification that me love most is shit. Shit, everybody's gone shit. But I have special sympathy for shit. I love shit to my heart.
Okay.
And I love peace as well. Peace and shit are my biggest friend.
Peace and shit. Hey, so is it possible to love ganja and like not be a Rastafari? Or what's your views on ganja and CBD and medical cannabis? Like,
my view on ganja is a doctor. Ganja is great. Ganja is an actor and a doctor. And whatsoever ganja do is perfect for me. Whatever ganja the doctor do, it's okay.
What about CBD? Do you know about all these newfound things, which is like CBD, etc., which is like without the THC? Do you know, what do you think about all that?
I don't know much about drugs. I know about trees, plants and trees and flowers and roses.
Okay.
I don't know anything about folk. I never made another joke to make any joke to take coke. And I would never get in that mood to take coke. Never would I take coke.
Hey, so growing up, what were some of the creative influences that inspired you as a young boy in Jamaica Town? Like, because you changed the game a little bit in terms of before anyone came to you, what motivated you as a young boy sitting in Kingston? What motivated you essentially to get into music and whatnot?
Well, my music is a healer, and my music heals people's brain, heals people's hearts, and my music implies me to heal the people who love God.
How do you stay positive after all these years?
Well, yeah, not what I cannot do.
So wrapping up now, any advice that stayed with you that you've really remembered somewhere in your career that someone's been like, this is some good advice?
He said, "Oh Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, and lead us out of temptation. Lead us out of pum pum. And lead us out of pum pum temptation, and deliver us from thief and gunmen and evil spirit. In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Pope."
So, Mr. Perry, we've been speaking for a while. How do you want your legacy to be remembered as a musician, artist, activist? Like, how do you want that to be remembered?
I want to remember shit.
Just shit?
Living shit, holy shit.
Amazing. Mr. Lee Scratch Perry, thanks for accepting the Casual Swim. Peace.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Living shit.